It is time to bring in our perennial love. That is Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American.
How sweet.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. That was lovely. And what a nice way to start with roses and good thoughts. Too bad we have to become reality.
we could give it up for Lent, you know?
It's funny, before we got on the air, I was talking with Ruth over the weekend. I was watching some of the video that we filmed for Robinhood Radio TV and CATV6, and I watched the education forum in Falls Village, and it was going along swimmingly until the superintendent interjected and got the old-fashioned school marm and told everybody the way it was going to be. And the meeting completely disintegrated from there.
I've heard some concerns from people who were at that meeting. It appears, you know, that Falls Village is quite strong for the majority of people wanting to keep their school as is. And there are all these interjections about maybe things have to change. And people, from what I heard, were not too happy after that meeting. You know, this meeting actually was for the public to come out and talk about what they want. So
people can go to the CATV6 Facebook page and click on the Vimeo link, and they can find it. And like I said, it was a fairly mundane meeting going along. People knew, and then it's the term I would use, it went off the rails. Is what happened. So, but people can see that video themselves.
Well, this has been the school month issues, because there's been so much focus on the grading system at the high school, which we talked about last week with the kids walking out because of their concerns. We had the meeting on Tuesday night with about 60 people in attendance, and quite frankly, most had concerns about this new grading system. And now comes this document that the kids put together, students.
The students had their own meeting, and they came up with a document that has a list of their concerns and their suggestions.
Yes, and I must say, the kids on Tuesday night were very articulate. They really spoke well about what their concerns are, and now we have it in writing, and makes sense for the most part. I hope the dialogue continues, and before next year starts, that some of these things maybe can be compromised.
So where does it go?
It goes to the superintendent. The superintendent's got to decide whether she wants to pursue to change, to slow down her change or not. The thing that amazes me is that I want the teachers to get involved like the students are getting involved. I really do. I know it's tougher for the teachers because she is their boss directly, but somehow we have to empower the teachers and get them going on this.
Well, it's so unfortunate to look around a room when a meeting like this is going on and not see a teacher.
Yep.
I didn't.
That speaks volumes.
Yeah, and the kids noticed.
It also makes it incredibly complicated because it's supposed to be sort of like a three-arm thing working in tandem.
Right, exactly. And there's one arm not there.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but this is certainly an ongoing saga. And as you and I know, Marshall, when there's uproar and concerns and budget season comes up, that's where the action meets the road here, because that's the only say people have.
Absolutely.
And that just needs to be reinforced for those who don't know. For everyone who's familiar with it, they know it. And then for other people who just roll their eyes, here's the thing. It is the only time the public has an opportunity to express themselves.
Right.
Well, not to express themselves, to actually...
To act.
Yeah, to
but
act.
But it's really unfortunate because, really, that's not where we want to be. But
that's where we're heading now.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to send our condolences out to the Kiefer family. Mr. Kiefer passed away the other night after a long battle. A life well lived and an impact in Salisbury that was huge.
He was amazing man, and his imprint will be left on this northwest corner for decades to come.
And we lost Brian Richardson.
It was a terrible week. We lost Brian Richardson, who was so active in the Marine Corps League and in the AMVETS, who put together all these funerals and military scholarships and all sorts of things, and that was a shock. And then, of course, losing Gail Tunsing, who was a major player in the region and stood up for her beliefs on the Region 1 board for many years. Been a terrible week. Yeah. So condolences to everyone. So we had ski jumps this weekend. It was sort of consolidated because of the weather.
And they had what they claimed record crowds on Saturday.
It was mobbed. I was up there. Yeah.
I went to Levon's just to see the parking lot, and I was absolutely staggered by the amount of people I saw.
Yeah.
And the parking lot. I mean, the parking lot that goes to the ski jumps.
And then, they were all over the road, outside and inside. Yeah. Yeah.
And Friday was even a great because it was warm, and the Friday night lights jumping also had I think about 500 or 600 people.
Wow. Well, it was amazing. And so they did it. They got it all in before the rains came on yesterday. So, and of course, that's always very popular, and people come from all over. Yep. I talked to lots of people. It's a yearly outing for them. Back to the school, we did have an appointment of Jeff Lloyd of Salisbury, who is now the new facilities manager. He takes over, they changed the whole thing. They decided to take that position out of the union once Kevin Whitney, the head custodian, retired. And so that is now an administrative position, and he will supervise people, and so it's going to have a different look to it.
And people might, I mean, it's a little eye-opening when you see the salary at $70,000,
yes.
but there is no overtime.
Right.
There is no overtime. Whenever he's called on to go in, yeah, he goes in. So
he's got
to
go.
So
yeah.
That's all factored in there. That is factored in there.
Yeah, but it is an eye-opener when you first look at that. Yeah. And then we have meetings tonight. We have planning and zoning in Canaan. I understand there's going to be some interesting topics on sober houses and Mountainside and things like that. What have you got, Marshall?
Is the Falls Village?
No, the doubleheader was last week.
Is the Board of Education have a special meeting?
Yes, tonight. Board of Education has a special meeting, but the doubleheader, the Finance Board and the Selectmen met last week because today is really Lincoln's birthday. It can be a state holiday, so they chose to meet last week. And I know there are things.
The Sharon Board of Selectmen are going to meet tomorrow.
And then we've got all kinds of stuff over the weekend again. And onward and upward. Yeah,
it won't be a quiet week, Ruth.
No, it won't, as we always say. And I'm sure, you know, there'll be things coming up that we don't expect. But this is our life.
And as it has been for the past eight or 9 years, the gift that keeps on giving, whether it's Valentine's Day or not, is Region 1 School District.
If you're a newsperson.
You'd think that...
Well, anyways, Ruth, we'll speak, we'll speak to you next week.
Very good, guys. Have a good week.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. All right.
Yeah, bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with us this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio, rap-am.com on the web for them.